Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's hard. Bring us back in, and Nancy, the Wilson sisters, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for this chaos. My website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. Deb Calvert is our guest, our good friend, certified executive and sales coach, author of Discover Questions, Get You Connected, Stop Selling and Start Leading is another one of her co-authored books, and she's our good friend. Deb, thanks again for being here. Talk to us about team harmony. What does it take?
Well, you nailed it, Jim, before the break. It's about the fundamentals, and they are forgotten because we're all looking for the shortcuts, and we're just inundated with work, and so we are multitasking, and we're forgetting about the fundamentals of connecting with people. Team harmony, it's just what it sounds like. It's when members of a team, we're working on a shared outcome together, but we're singing different notes. But as we're singing different notes, we pay attention to each other to make sure that our notes fit together and that it sounds good, that we're producing
but
something.
But how can I make my notes sound? How can I make my notes sound fit in with your notes when your notes don't make me happy? When your notes don't stroke my selfishness? I mean, I'm being sarcastic here.
But I gotta give a little, and you gotta give a little, and we both have to come into it with that expectation that we're going to have a share.
Is that harder today
for everybody?
Is it harder to make that happen today than it used to be?
Only if you don't set the expectation. The workplaces that I get into that have the biggest problems are the ones that haven't made it part of their hiring process. They haven't made it part of their job descriptions and expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, everyone's taken by surprise. What do you mean I have to work with them?
Mm-hmm.
So it's you have to lay the foundation. It's
so
cultural.
So are you saying that when you hire people, when you bring them on board, and when you continue to manage people, you have to say, okay, guys, we have to get our work done, but we also have to do our work without making it more difficult than it has to be. So here's something that's non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable that you get along. You have to get along. If you guys can't work together and get along, then you're not going to be able to work here. You're going to have to go somewhere else because we don't like that kind of tension here in the organization. It costs us money. We don't like that. What do you think? Can you say that?
I think that's exactly right. I'll tell you a story about a client who had that. They had a really good people culture, sales team, and everybody was in it together. Now, salespeople often compete with each other, but they just didn't tolerate that. That wasn't the culture. As they hired, they looked for team players. Until one day, a sales manager had an opportunity to hire a real hotshot from the competitor, somebody who they knew was going to contribute big numbers, and he broke his own rule, his own hiring rule. And he brought in that hotshot who was not at all a team player. They knew
mm-hmm.
that, bringing him in.
Mm-hmm.
They figured the numbers would make it okay, but everything collapsed. It's just the weight of that one person's ego ruined a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was their version of a high tech, wasn't he? I mean, he was their version of high tech. He was if we can make it faster and more productive, we won't worry about what it does to the human beings.
Right. It was a shortcut,
mm-hmm.
to the bottom line,
mm-hmm.
and a shortcut that is very costly. You've got to look at those unintended consequences when you make those decisions. People are people. Things that you change are going to have an impact on us, and disharmony in the workplace has a really big impact on people.
Well, that's exactly right. Is it possible to have too much harmony?
Well, in a sense. And too much harmony, what that looks like is when there's no dissenting opinion, when everybody's going along and
mm-hmm.
and when everybody's too rapidly.
You mean when I keep hiring people who think like me? I hire people because they're a mirror image of me, which I think would be, I mean, I love me, so why not, right?
Well, then what you're missing out is on is the diversity of thought, the challenge to how you already know and do things, the opportunity not to change for the sake of change, but to change because somebody else can see something you can't. We're all limited in certain ways. So well, any kind of innovation or improvement, we've got to have some healthy conflict.
Could the harmony, could part of the harmony recipe, so to speak, or the harmony expectations, could part of that be, okay, guys, okay, Deb, you don't have to like me, but why don't we have a common cause to do a good job and be happy about that and let our harmony be about the work we do together, whether at the in the end I want to come to your dinner or you want to come to my dinner. Can we do that?
That's right. We don't have to be friends. We just have to respect each other, and we have to have that shared common objective that's out there.
So you're not saying harmony is kumbaya. You're saying harmony is getting the job done without, as I said earlier in the hour, without a casualty list.
You bet. So the ultimate outcome, what we're looking to cook up here, is that outcome that's shared. There are two ingredients in that outcome. One of them is our harmony, our ability to work together in the ways necessary to reach that shared outcome. One of the other ingredients is conflict. We aren't going to get there unless we are able to bounce ideas off each other, so respectful of one another, challenge each other, make each other better because of the fact that we're looking at things from different angles and spotlighting places where, hey, maybe you ought to think about doing it this way. And so, you know, we have some of those notes that maybe don't get right together, but we get right back to the ones that do.
We got more to come with our good friend Deb Calvert after the break. She's gonna give us some more tips on how to gain and maintain harmony in our organization. Deb, I need your website quickly again, please.
It is peoplefirstps.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break. 10 tips.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.